It is 60 years since a radioactive spider bit a teenaged Peter Parker and Spider-Man was born, a web-slinging superhero with enduring appeal. Here's how the legendary Stan Lee, who created so many of the Marvel superheroes, described his inspiration for the character when he spoke to us back in 2015.
I was trying to think of what power could I give a superhero that nobody had seen before. And I saw a fly crawling on the wall. And I thought, hey, that would be great to get a character who could stick to a wall like an insect. And then I thought, okay, what'll I call him? Insect Man? No, that didn't sound dramatic. Fly Man? I thought of a lot of names I didn't like. And then I got Spider-Man.
With great power comes great responsibility. This is my gift, my curse. Who am I? I'm Spider-Man.
It sounded so dramatic to me, and I thought, oh, that's great. I could have him shoot webs and everything. So I ran into my publisher, and I said, I've got this character. I want to call him Spider-Man. And I want him to be a teenager. I thought that would be unusual because there were no teenage superheroes. And then I said, I want him to have a lot of personal problems so that the other kids reading the book can relate to him. And my publisher said, in his ultimate wisdom, Stan, that is the worst idea I have ever heard. He said, first of all, people hate spiders, so you can't call a book Spider-Man. Secondly, he can't be a teenager. Teenagers can only be sidekicks. And third, he can't have personal problems if he's supposed to be a superhero. Don't you know what a superhero is?
Well, that was Stan Lee, who created Spider-Man. Earlier today, I spoke to Zeb Wells, a Marvel Comics writer currently on The Amazing Spider-Man, and Alex Grand, comic book historian. I started by asking Alex whether when Spider-Man first appeared, people took to this character straight away.
I would say first that it was an experimental character. It came in the last issue of a comic magazine called Amazing Fantasy, Amazing Fantasy 15. And it was an experiment, definitely a collaboration between Stan Lee and Steve Ditko as far as the potency of the character in that issue and in that, you know, the last caption or the last page where it ends in the tragedy of his dead Uncle Ben, this new superhero costume that no one's ever seen before, and that line, with great power comes great responsibility. It did definitely resonate with the audiences, where the sales were found a few months later to be successful on that issue, prompting the creation of his own series.
And Zeb, it's he's a different kind of character, isn't he? I was talking with my colleagues about it. He's sort of slightly goofy, little bit sort of off air sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that right? He's not like he's not an engineer, a genius like Iron Man. He's not
right,
made of.
Right.
He's got lots of human qualities.
Yeah, I think that it's a little harder to put yourself in the shoes of Captain America, who's an elite soldier, or Iron Man, who's this fantastic engineer. But Spider-Man is someone who is struggling with his career, struggling with his relationships, and overwhelmed most of the time. And I think we can all put ourselves in those shoes. And I think that has a lot to do with why the character is still so vibrant.
So the Spider-Man got a bright future. I know you're a historian on this, Alex, but seems like he's going to be a fixture for some time.
Oh, yeah. As far as pop culture solidarity in the mainstream, most definitely. I don't see that going away. You know, some of the DC characters were created in earlier, mildly more conservative or even more conservative times, you know, like The Flash and whatnot. These were kind of Eisenhower-era characters. I would say in the early 60s, Spider-Man, that's a kind of a JFK-era character where there's a little more nuance, a little more appreciation for the human condition. And I think that speaks very much to the American experience just moving forward into the global experience. You know, I think we can all globally relate to this character. And every race can actually relate to the costume. Anyone can imagine themselves wearing that costume. It covers your whole body, but it's very symbolic of, you know, just justice meeting anxiety. Mm. It's a really interesting thing.
Zeb, his big enemies, I always think of Dr. Octopus as being his nemesis. Is that still the case?
Oh, definitely. Dr. Octopus is there, Sandman, Kraven the Hunter. If you look at those first 20 issues of Amazing Spider-Man, the villains that were created in those 20 issues, that is just such an incredible run of creativity between Stan Lee and Steve Ditko. And I don't think you can overstate how important that rogues gallery is to Spider-Man.
Zeb, Alex Rand, Zeb Wells, thank you both so much for telling us about Spider-Man's anniversary.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Simon, you have hidden depths or shallows, Professor Octopus.
I've got a godson who's completely Spider-Man mad, so I'm afraid I do have a little background knowledge on this.
That's your fig leaf.